This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show, Monday edition. Doug, due to Jimmy Langan, we're ready for the national championship in college football, and we are ready for the Final Four.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over! The NFL saw some pretty good local action when it comes to basketball, wrestling, winter sports over the weekend. Some of them, area teams were on the right side. Some of them, they weren't. But there were some buzzer beaters. Kearney High was in a couple of those. Jimmy, this weekend, I got to see some basketball and some wrestling. The Huskers both won yesterday. And Robin Walshett from Husker Online is going to join us in our very first 15 minutes of the program today. We'll talk with Robin here in just a little bit about Husker basketball, getting a couple of key wins. They're going to have to go to Wisconsin. It's their only game of the week. You hate to play a top 15, top 20 team after they were upset. That's what's going to happen for the Huskers. It's okay. Just continue to improve. They don't win that one. And then they've got some more winnable games as they come back home. And not against slack teams. Minnesota's one of those. But some teams that Nebraska should definitely be able to compete with. The women get a big win. That would have been very tough to lose that one yesterday. And not, it's a game they need to win. Not supposed to win, but need to win if they are going to try and stay on top and get one of those first-round byes in the Big Ten tournament. That's what it all comes down to. Jimmy, how's it going, man?
Real good. Yeah, the Husker, man, when I look at them play, they're going to be hard-pressed to go 500 just the way they're doing that. So if they can do anything to just stay 500 in the conference, then, hey, you know, pass off to them because, you know, last year they got the fourth seed. And, you know, that was, you know, sometimes in sports, if you overproduce one year, you know, like, you know, you play 30 basketball games and you go 20-10, but you should have been 17-13. You know, but you go 20-10. Well, then the next year, everybody wants that again. Well, you know, heck, I mean, and if you would have gone 17-13 and then 18-12, you show improvement both years, you know, but I just don't see them having the year they had last year.
And it was a record. It's the worst a team has shot since against Nebraska with Tim Miles as the coach. Worst conference opponent, 27% in some 9 years. But as Coach Miles said in the postgame presser yesterday, we're holding them to 27%. I look up and we're only up 6. I mean, Nebraska did shoot 43%. We'll talk to Robin Walshett. I mean, you hold a team like that, to anybody, to 27%, you kind of expect it to be a blowout. Why wasn't it? Are there some concerns? Or it seemed like Coach Miles was pretty pleased across the board, and I guess that's the man that's going to let us know. I mean, knows.
Yeah, we just need to win, but I'll tell you what, we've got two players that have to produce and score, and unfortunately, at times they're taking too many shots. You know, I mean, there's a difference when you go, you shoot the ball 16 times and you go 10 for 16 from the field. You go 10 out of 16 from the field every game, and you do that, and you hit a couple threes, and you're getting 20 points, but you're also contributing the ball to other players, and you're doing things. Seems to me like we hold the ball out there. We dribble a lot at half court. We take the last second shot. We're really not distributing the ball and making other guys look better. You know, Tom Kropp, when I watched him play, when and if you've ever played with him, You know,
No, I value my body.
Oh, well, I did say against him. I like to have him on my team if I can. But he's always been nice to me. But basically, he was a player that distributed the ball. He made everybody better than they were. Every player out on the floor was better than they were. But when I look at the Nebraska basketball, we do so much one-on-one stuff out there that we're really not making our other players look better. We're not getting them open. You know, the good players, the good offensive players, they do things, and then everybody else gets more wide open. They make a move, somebody triple teams them, and the next thing they know, they dish it off to somebody else for a nice shot. I'm just not seeing that with the Nebraska basketball.
Well, we'll see how they play. Thursday, Wisconsin on the road. The women, they will be home against the three-time defending conference champions in Penn State. So that's what's coming up next there. UNK Hastings College had the basketball weekend off. One story that kind of did make my eyes pop open a little bit over the weekend is that it appears that Tim Beck will be going to Ohio State. And again, it just, in my head, how good did we actually have it here? How good have we had it with some of these guys that everybody wants to fire so quickly? And now Denver Broncos, and you're starting to see that, oh, Peyton's got to retire and get rid. We can't go any farther. It's the Marty Schottenheimer deal. Wow. I mean, some people have to have, they are not satisfied, and I mean fans, because it's just weird, that don't understand, are not satisfied with anything short of perfection. And even if you are perfect, you got to do it the right way, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's
you got to do it the right way.
You know, and let's be honest about this. I mean, if we're really honest about this, Bill Callahan was not a good fit at Nebraska. Let's be honest about that. He probably wasn't a great fit, but the offense played well. The offense always scored tons of points.
Yeah.
You know, he ran the offense. You know, hey, he was having a good time running the offense. And we'd get beat 55-41 or 65-51. We scored more points than the basketball team was scoring. But we weren't winning any football games. But, you know, he's the moves he's made and where he's gone, he's had success ever since he left the University of Nebraska. So.
Doug Duda, Jim Langan, love to have you with us. If you'd like to be part of the show, of course, you can always tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550, at ESPN 1460 1550. Email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And if you want to buzz us a little bit later on in the program, the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We will have some more River City Hunting and Fishing Expo VIP passes. It's going on this weekend at the Mag Center. Always very popular with our listeners, and we'll have some more tickets to give away on the program here today. Well, Robin Washut, he's a busy guy. We just heard from Tim Miles, the weekly press conference or weekly teleconference. He joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Jim Langan. Robin, good morning. Happy New Year, buddy.
Yeah, same to you guys.
Did Tim say anything interesting that we need to know about?
You know, actually, it was kind of more about Wisconsin than anything else. You know, obviously they're kind of dealing with two pretty significant injury situations that could have a pretty significant impact on the game on Thursday night. Obviously, Frank Kaminsky, who's regarded as the best center and one of the best centers in college basketball, missed last night's game against Rutgers with a concussion, and so his status is still unclear. And then during that game, their starting point guard, Trey Jackson, injured his foot, which Bo Ryan on the teleconference called a pretty severe injury. They're not quite sure what his status is going to be until they get some more test results back. So Nebraska is potentially looking at, you know, going into what looked like a kind of bear trap game against the number four team in the nation on the road to, you know, having the